SBID, that spider baby rock that 3K that can kill you for real. Keep it real. Alcohol is messy like a whirlwind outside of the SA, and I'm yelling.
Beloved bitches in this world, you're my number one hoe.
It starts with hug.
It does start with hug, you're right.
Word. I feel like I explored most of what
yes,
I could.
Yes, it's running word.
Okay, I'm going to need you to turn that off.
Just reading the text.
We're podcasting. Okay. Shut up, little idiot.
We don't talk about video games here.
No,
we
seriously.
Just play them.
Seriously, I don't know how long it's taken longer.
Adam.
My voice gets higher when I'm incredulous.
Where's your pen?
My pen?
Your pen.
Okay, I'm pulling out a pen.
No, we're talking about video games on the podcast? Is that what you're going to write on the rules? Because I might have to smack you in the...
But I'm the big dog news guy.
Oh, yeah, hound dog news.
Hound dog.
Canine thing? I think that's something.
Can I hound dog on my iPod?
No. You're not even hound dogging. You're playing, what is it, Pokemon? Playing Pokemon.
Yeah, I'm going to hound dog. I don't know. What site do we even use for news?
We don't.
I have plenty of news to talk about. The tippy top
Let's
of my head.
Let's talk about Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
That's a good idea, actually, Adam.
We're going to cap out for that, even if there's no midnight release, yes?
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln...
There should be a midnight release.
Vampire Hunter. It's based on a novel. It's being produced
by... It's based on a novel?
Yeah, it's being produced by Tim Burton.
Hold on. Like, that's a great movie that I would just go and see for fun. Just, like, to see it. But if it's a novel, that, like, takes time to read it.
Yeah.
That'd be like saying Poltergeist was a novel. Before.
What if it's actually, like, a really high-quality movie?
It is. Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen... Yeah, no, like, I don't think...
They got some big names in the cast
I saw
list.
The very first
Isn't, like, Tim
trailer.
Burton directing it?
Yeah, Tim Burton is producing it.
That's pretty good.
I mean. Just like Peter Jackson is producing, or produced, District 9 and is producing something that he won't tell us yet.
Wow, you know how he produces.
I do know how he produces. Well, he's directing The Hobbit, so he can't be producing... He can't be very involved in whatever he's funding. That man must have so much money.
He's directing The Hobbit?
I think he is, yeah.
Interesting.
Who wrote Wait,
the
whom?
Hobbit?
Who's directing
The
it?
Hobbit.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
The prequel
like the
to...
No, was it
J.R.R. Tolkien?
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure
it's
she got
better,
ripped off
in
or
my
what.
Opinion, it's she. It's a he.
Yeah. He? I
stupid
dude,
ass.
Okay, listen. If you met me...
Yeah, true. Okay. I thought that The Hobbit was a better... Well, it was certainly a better book than The Lord of the Rings. I don't know if it'll be a better movie, though, just because there's not as many, like, epic battles.
There are dwarves sequences. Singing.
Dude, but
I'd just like to say...
There's dwarves singing in the first one, isn't there?
No, there's
the
not.
The first one's The Hobbit.
No, I mean the... are you sure the Fellowship, when they're all in a crowd and Gandalf shoots some shit into the air?
Some shit? Shoots literally logs of shit.
Whatever. I believe it's referred to as shooting the
wizards.
Shit.
Wizards.
Right. No, whatever
you're
wizards
like the
do
weed
when
shoot
they launch
the
it,
shit.
He launches it into the air, and then all the hobbits go nuts.
They were hobbits, and they weren't singing. We're talking about dwarves. And they're singing.
Was it a drinking song? Because that's the only thing.
That no.
Be so sweet. I was just thinking about Gimli doing like
song
some songs for St. Patrick's Day.
Dude, we should go St. Patrick's Day caroling.
Oh my goodness.
And all dressed as Gimli.
What?
All dressed as Gimli.
Yes. The savior of the Irish nation. Gimli.
Could we say it? You'll have my axe. And my axe. And my axe.
Yes. We absolutely can.
I'm glad that this
well,
one actually happened.
Well, that was almost 4 minutes of just not even addressing that we have listeners.
Oh, good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the
I'll
Lazy fall. Gamers Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Dries, and with me today, after a very long hiatus, almost a half a year.
Really? It's been that
what?
Long?
No way. Six
feels
months?
Like it,
how long?
Feels like it
six,
could have been longer.
Six, okay, when's the last time we podcasted?
I think, long? Like...
The fall.
December. I'm going to say December.
December?
Yeah.
I thought it was the fall.
Don't forget that, like,
well, it's
we
been
didn't...
a year, because there was a switch. January.
Fall.
And, like, I also don't think that that one went on the internet, so...
Yeah, that's true. I never posted that one, because it got interrupted a bunch of times, and then they talked about LOL for about...
I guess we'll just have to check
minutes.
The website later. Anyways, after a long hiatus...
I don't even know what episode this is. We've returned.
Let's just call it X.
To my bedroom.
We have returned.
You haven't introduced us yet.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I'm about
to. Want to.
Good.
I'm about to, Adam.
Let him
Why
get there.
On the show. I'm Mark Dries, the host. What are you, Adam?
What are you?
Not the host. That's what's up.
he's quite the
fierce. I see steam on your breath. If you want to close that window behind
me. No, I like it.
Okay, good.
I like the steam? Like okay. The internet?
AJ. AJ Weissipel is our reigning champion. And he wants to be the news man, but I think that's late. Also, we don't have news.
I didn't say I want. I have news. It's in quickly, my head. All of read IGN every day.
Put all of those newsies on.
All of the newsies behind.
That's a lot of newsies.
I have a stack of like 7 newsies.
That's more than 7, man. And they're all sitting on top of a two
it's
ram
exactly
horns
seven.
Plastered together.
That's true. I have taxidermied ram horns in my room. I have a very gorgeous
like a
room.
They're wearing
and
a balaclava.
And now
they're wearing a balaclava.
Yeah, well, there's plaster between it. I was like, this needs to look more like a face. So I put a balaclava on it. One of those face masks.
So why aren't they wearing the aviators
more like a
anymore?
Face.
Wasn't it wearing the what?
They used to be wearing aviators.
Oh, I don't know.
Good.
It's not sunny out right now, Adam. Duh. Look at the clouds.
It's still bright.
It's like kind of snow raining here in Wisconsin.
It's all
raining.
It's snow raining.
It's after
only in Wisconsin,
half of
folks.
Awesome. All of a sudden, it's like, oh,
I love this.
Now we snow raining.
You love it.
Only in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Never mind.
Okay.
Continue.
And then there's also Adam. I'm pretty sure he's just like
the pedantic
mass
the purist.
No,
should we change it to Adam Pedantic Subot Ass Hatter Extraordinaire?
I believe
that that's
is
too
case.
Much
yeah.
of a mouthful.
No, but it's true. It's all true.
Was it? Well, the purist works better for this.
Right,
I think.
Yeah.
But I will be getting you business cards that say Adam Pedantic Subot Ass Hatter Extraordinaire.
Good.
And they'll have your real phone number on it.
They'll
have your father's phone number on it.
Even better.
And they'll call looking for Adam Pedantic Subot Ass Hatter Extraordinaire.
No. Put my phone number on it. I want to give it to people who need my phone number.
Okay.
That's pretty dope.
And Roland the Lionhearted Kirschbaum.
Yo.
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 Oh.
Yeah. Yo, yo,
no. You should tell Winston tell Winston to put them in my inbox, will
you? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. Rule number one.
Just like
broken.
To point out how weird that looks.
Oh, that is weird. Stop playing Pokemon.
No, it's important.
Okay.
They've like all been broken already, man.
And you're breaking number 8. Wait, no. Number... Wait.
You can't
number
even
seven.
Read your own
okay,
rules.
Okay, number 7 is getting broken right now. And Rome...
Wait, I don't know number 7. Is number 7 no use of technology?
No phones. No phones. Like that cake song. Okay, I wrote up a list of rules, and they're good rules, and you're breaking, like, all of them.
Hold on,
I wasn't breaking any rules. No playing DS was not.
Oh, you want me to break some more rules? You want me to break some more rules?
No. I don't want you to break more rules.
Brat.
I thought you were going to drop the N-word that's on the rules, too.
Oh, no. And the C-word.
Okay, well... Roan added number 8, no speaking about video games.
I refuse to accept that one.
Number 9
number
is
eight.
Number 8. Rule number 9, you just wrote number 8.
Also, don't talk about Fight Club.
Also, don't talk about Fight Club. We don't.
You just talked about Fight Club.
Damn it! No, I talked about not talking about Fight Club.
Public forum you have.
Shit.
Okay. Well. A lot has happened since we last podcasted.
I had a kid.
AJ had 3 children and became a Catholic. So he had 6 more.
That was good. I just spiked the mic like a boss.
I'm wearing slippers and a suit. So I'm pretty
well,
much...
a blazer.
I was going to keep my blazer, but I didn't want to.
I'm wearing slippers,
so
jeans, and a blazer, and a shirt under it, because I'm not...
Rocker cash.
You're not that,
Jersey
bro.
Shore, so...
Dude, you can't forget about the weird belt.
That's
like,
true.
Why... This is such a
they're
weird,
penis
like,
belts.
Thing that we
these
have.
These are phenomenal. Here. These... The belts with the loops, and you put them through...
I love
like,
them.
The
you things. Don't have to, like, adjust if you're feeling... Like, you just pull one side if you're feeling too bloated, and you pull the other side if you're feeling skinny.
It's
great.
Phenomenal. They're the greatest belts.
Ludicrous.
But
I wear them too.
I think everybody under the age of like 30 wears them.
Is it bad that I have a leather belt?
Yeah, no,
it's not bad.
Well, it's just
it
that
just
you
means you're different.
Oh, okay.
It means you're over the age of 30.
Yes. Congratulations. You're now distinguished, I think, is how that works.
It's all right, because you have 3 kids.
Yeah, and 6 more on the way at the same time.
Well, you should have, like, 7 wives.
Gotta get 11. Yeah. Poking new holes in for the baby weight, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing that for? I was just implying that he had children.
Yeah. It came right out my...
Oh, the game of life. I thought you were making an abortion joke.
No, I was making a...
I had a kid's joke.
Men can't have children joke.
Yeah.
It would be a lot easier to be an octodad than an octomom.
Yeah, actually, that's very true. It would be very easy to be an octodad compared to an octomom.
Why is it easier?
Because you just strip the lady and then it's done.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you gotta take care of them depending on who you are, but...
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Right.
I thought you meant...
I was about to make a very racist comment.
I thought you meant if a man could physically have children, be shooting out your penis
would
with your
white...
No! Okay,
no.
I said
no.
Who do you think I am? What am I? The host. That's right, the host. What are you, Adam? Why do I have to do this twice in one podcast in the first, like, 10 minutes?
I don't know.
Okay.
To assess dominance.
Or yeah, assert dominance.
Dominance?
Would a mulatto octodad only for
you said dominance.
I meant to say dominance.
Like condiments. What?
Condiments. It's okay, the listeners heard.
Okay.
Oh, Christ.
I'm gonna go back through and send you.
You're a bastard.
It probably wasn't.
You're not gonna do that.
I'm too lazy to do that.
I can damn you to hell, you're
we'll
last.
See if I add
I can damn you to hell, son boy.
Okay. Well, we are all, I think, just gonna go until we run out of steam, and then I'm turning it off. I don't
steam,
care
like
we
the
go.
Internet thing where you
buy, all right. Well, where you buy the game. We should probably explain why we can damn each other to hell.
Nah.
I'd rather not. Well, if you want. We're all in this room. Well, actually, Roan's not, but the rest of us are ordained ministers. You can get ordained online. It takes about maybe 3 minutes. Oh, hang on, the bus is passing.
I'm a boss!
Bus has got to ruin our podcast. Okay.
Every half hour.
Every half hour. Yeah, right. When's the last time you saw the bus come every half hour? Anyways, it takes about 3 minutes. One of the only requirements is that you don't have to have a middle name, but you do have to verify that you're over the age of 13, and then you can be ordained.
Because they gotta have, like, they've gotta have a cutoff whether you're the rapist or the rapee.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. You're making minister rape jokes. That's great. Yeah. That's really good, appropriate content for our podcast.
Yeah, it is. I thought so.
For our baby.
You know what? I was looking at our Facebook group, mm-hmm. and we have... like 27 people in it
that are probably all our friends.
How many did you add?
I added a lot of them. How many did you add?
None of them.
Get out of my room.
I'm not an administrator.
Get out.
You're not an administrator?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm sure you are.
I've got my name listed on the side, but I'm not an administrator.
If you are not an administrator, I will make you an administrator and then show you and say, I didn't change this, you were always an administrator. So there's no way you can win.
Damn it! I can win right now on my iPod.
No,
iPod.
That's against the law.
The rule is no phones.
Oh my gosh, what is wrong with you people? I have to write like exact specific rules, or I need to be more general. Don't do anything Mark doesn't like. You're breaking the rules.
Breaking the law.
You broke the rules.
That Judas Priest joke we made.
Breaking the law.
I was gonna say some shit.
Okay. Well, I guess we should shut it down because we're out of steam already.
No, we're not.
There we go.
We're not out of steam. I haven't even started my steam yet.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get out of Origin.
What?
You can't get started because of your slow start.
Right.
I made a Pokemon joke, you made an EA joke.
Okay, what's
Booyah.
This? What's this with Pokemon? Mutant Pokemon.
Okay, so... Or that? Or what? I don't know. Anyways, so... Over the weekend, they announced Pokemon... Black 2 and White 2. Alright? Okay. So, what they're doing is they're taking the legendary from White and mixing it with another dragon that you can get in both games. They're taking them and, like, fusing them together in this sad mutant creature. It looks cool, but it's a scary science that should never be tampered with. Two Pokemon being fused into one entity.
That's the major gameplay mechanic, yes?
Combining Pokemon.
That would be kind of neat. I don't know, but that's That's all they've said so far. Is like, these are the legendaries of the two games.
I think that would be
Black Kyrim and White Kyrim or whatever.
That would be cool. And it sounds like it's actually, instead of being, you know, repackaging, when the third one's always just a repackage with, like, a different name or whatever, this is actually supposedly going to be a new sequel with new story and stuff, which I thought was cool. Provided that's what it actually is.
I hope it's just Pokemon Snap, but with porn.
God damn it.
Rowan, you were about to say something.
I think it would be way cooler if they made a video game where it was, like, you combine three things instead of two. Since, like, in reality, it's always two.
It's always two,
like,
right.
Having it be three would be so interesting.
Just so everyone knows, I was trying to make a breeding joke earlier.
I'm
that just weird, perverted guy.
Avalon Code, do you remember me showing you guys that game?
I've never even heard of that.
It was a while back. It was a DS game where, like, every single object in the world had, was made up of these elements. And you could combine people's elements depending on their base elements of their personality that couldn't move. But then you could, like, take elements out of things and put them in. So, like, you could take like three cat and one water out of this lady and put in like four fire, and then she'd immediately become a much angrier person and be mean to animals and whatnot. That was a DS game.
I remember you showing me a Flash game that was very similar, involving just the elements you start with, and then you can make.
That's
like
Doodle God, but that didn't actually have like a that didn't have any sort of story or gameplay mechanic to it. This is like a full RPG.
But is it similar? If the listeners wanted to find something,
no, it's not really similar.
Okay. I thought it might be.
Because Doodle God, the point is just to find combinations. Avalon Code, the point is to use these combinations to best further your cause, and it's different.
Interesting.
The graphics?
Does that explain it if I say
is it DS? Like, okay, well, no. Yeah, there's two different there's three-dimensional, which doesn't always look that great, and then there's, like, 8-bit 2D
stuff. This is, like, a 2.5-year-old game.
Is it 2.5D? No, where it's, like, the
yes, it's 2.5D.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Boom!
Cool. See me? Look at me using the terms. I'm, like, an industry member.
Ha!
Whoa.
You don't want to be an industry member.
I don't.
Why not?
Well, not in any of the major companies, anyways. You could maybe be an indie industry member.
An indie industry member.
One more thing I want to say about Pokemon.
There's always one more thing, isn't there?
Well, no, because what was odd was that Nintendo announced it for the DS, not the 3DS, and people have a hissy fit about it.
Wait, not on the
3DS.
Why didn't they make it on the 3DS?
Because they wanted to. They said they already have a big install base on the DS, and they. I don't know. I'm assuming they just want to wait.
Miyamoto's just like fapping all over.
I think it's a good idea because one, the 3DS can play both, and two, Black and White came out on the DS. Finish this. The whole Black and White thing on the DS, and then when the 6th gen of Pokemon, which will probably be stupider looking than the 5th gen, thought that was on the
That's
3DS.
Not possible.
I would throw down money saying that they will put out this same Pokemon game on the 3DS.
Oh, probably. they'll say something else, but I don't know.
When Mark throws down money, you know shit's getting serious.
That's how it gets real. Because I don't have money to throw down.
Should we talk about Borderlands 2?
Yes, we should.
Because it looks...
We should talk about how we're going to Kitsucon.
Oh, yeah, we need to talk about that, too. Oh, Devin has a super stick up his ass. Before I got off the bus, he's like, AJ, you're not going to get any pussy at an anime convention.
And did you say that he's not going to get any going home and playing video games either?
I should have said that, but I know.
No, you should have mentioned rugby and how you're not going to get it being tackled and piled on by
and
guys.
And looking like a tard, yeah.
Well,
like your face would be like,
oh my gosh. All first hour, he was getting all angry with me and he was like trying to debate.
Why does he care
about the anime convention? I just don't understand why he would have a problem with that.
Why does he care?
Anyway,
chicks in like no clothes. And it's like, well, it's like practically porn. I mean, what's the issue?
That's why we're going.
You know what else? Because
I'm going to see. Oh, what? Goro.
How does he know that you're going to the anime convention?
What?
How does he know that you're going to the anime convention?
Because we said something about it at lunch.
We mentioned it at one point.
And now he's being a little bit
But I'm going to see Christina Klinkenbearden.
And Colleen Klinkenbearden.
Is it Colleen?
It's Colleen.
Colleen Klinkerman. You're right. Christina is Christina B.
Yeah.
Who's Christina B?
Then there's Michelle Ann.
She does stuff with anime. But she doesn't.
I think she does voices.
Colleen Klinkenbeard is Rin, and
Lilith.
And Lilith from Borderlands, which I'm getting my copy of Borderlands signed.
Me too.
And Yuko from Holic.
And Yuko from Holic, if you watch that. I want to, but I haven't gotten around to it.
She's also Gohan in Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
really?
Gohan?
Yeah. Like young
I'm
Gohan.
Dragon Ball Z fan.
Well, they usually do have women play children, usually. That's interesting, though.
Did I ever tell you that I was listening to, was it Chris Sabagat or whatever? The guy does the voice of Vegeta.
Vegeta.
I was watching an interview with him, and he said his voice is great. Like, everybody wants him for anime because he has a deep voice. And he said the equivalent of a deep voice in anime is a big dick in porn.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
I've heard that quote before, actually.
It's really funny.
That guy's voice is, like, it's so iconically Vegeta, though.
I know. But, well, he does a good job, because, like,
yeah,
I... I was watching Fullmetal Alchemist, he's Armstrong, and I... You can tell once you know it's him, but I didn't really, like, notice it, because he did it it was Vegeta, but it was less Vegeta, so he didn't really... kind of be like, well, that's Vegeta. Mm-hmm.
I like how many times Vegeta has been said.
Vegeta, Vegeta, Vegeta.
Vegeta.
Vegeta, Vegeta. Vegeta.
The once was a girl from Vegeta.
Her name was Trunks.
What were the names? Okay, when they combined into different characters.
Oh my god, there's Vegito.
Vegito. That's the one that
there's
I'm
two,
always like.
What's weird is like when Goku and Vegeta fuse, there's two different versions. Like, if they do it one way, it's Vegito, and they do it another way, it's Gogeta.
Gogeta? Gogeta!
I just got an image of Chester Cheetah, like, running as fast as he can.
I don't know, that just sounds like it's a product that they're trying to sell.
It does.
The Gogeta. Or not the Gogeta.
What was Trunks and Gohan? It was like, oh, it was Go-Tanks. Was it
Go-Tanks? No, that's Tanks. Is Tanks a character?
No. Or Gogeta's just Go-Trunks. I don't know, something like that.
Vegito.
Well, I know juice we have to drink.
Oh my.
It's ridiculous. I gotta watch all of Dragon Ball Z again. It was just so amazing. With all its weird names.
Wow. That's... You can tell something got lost in translation on the way from Japan. They were like, Vegito! We were like, okay.
Let's take their names.
No one at the corporation in America was like, are we gonna change that?
We're really gonna leave this and ship it out.
Well, I suppose the names were probably Gohan and Vegeta before. Like, how else would you name them? They could have just left them separate, I guess. It could have been like Gohan and or Goku and Vegeta form into Goku Vegeta.
You know what? Japan would probably do that.
Goku Vegeta.
Yeah,
I like Vegito better because at least sounds funny.
They're pretty uncreative about naming things.
Well, usually. Pokemon, they have some pretty intricate names. Like,
that's right.
Ones you can't even say, like, Kyurem.
Pseudo-wood.
Pseudo-wood.
Who is a fake tree. Also, Chandelure. Chandelier Pokemon.
Okay, yeah, okay, there's a few stupid ones.
A few?
Most of them are all from Generation 5. Vanillish, the vanilla Pokemon.
What? What?
The
ice cream
Pokemon.
There is a vanilla Pokemon?
Well, it's ice cream, but it's vanilla ice cream.
That's even worse!
I know, I didn't use any of the Gen 5 Pokemon except the dragons. Let's put it
you didn't use them? Because
no.
They sounded dumb?
Because most of them were retarded.
Okay, but like, were they good?
Because
like,
if I found Gen 1s or Gen 2s, I used those.
I'll let you in on the secret that if I'm playing an RPG, much of what my armor is depends on how cool it looks.
Well, yeah, that's how my Pokemon team consists of only things that look cool.
Well, I cannot buy anything other than full sets of armor in RPGs.
Oh, well, that must
like,
be cool.
I hate combining things. It's like,
I only combine things if it looks badass.
It can look cool. Like, when I was playing WoW, I had this, like, awesome studded armor, and then I had, like, this wolf helmet for some reason. I got it in the desert, by the way. That doesn't make sense, really.
I guess I was referring to, like, boots, legs, plate. Like, yeah. if I have a red plate and green leggings, it's like, oh, I look like Christmas.
I look like Christmas. She's singing, oh, wait.
What the plate? That's what I just did, yeah.
Whoa.
It's what riches in the world.
Phantom of the Opera.
You know, it sounds similar, but it's different. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna end the show with that song, All My Bitches in the World, by Spider Baby Raw Dog 2K and 3%
Milk. No, it's 3K and 2% Milk.
Raw Dog and a Baby.
It's 3K and 2% Muck. No, it's...
Oh yeah, it's 3K and 3% Muck. It's 3K and 2% Muck.
Is it?
Google's all this stuff.
Muck like the Pokemon?
Yeah, actually. Is it M-U-K?
M-U-C-K.
I think it's M-U-C-K. Damn, I've got a question for you. A lot of the Pokemon are what they are backwards, right?
Oh god.
Don't bring that up.
Is it not brown?
No,
purple.
It's purple.
That's so unless you come purple.
You know, I was thinking of the molasses
I do.
Monster. Like from Candyland when you get to the end and he's like, go to the start. It's like the worst thing ever.
Oh god.
I like how you hailed Hitler and you go to the start.
No, it was backhanding. Oh. It was backhanding the small gingerbread children back through the candy cane forest by that creepy licorice.
Which slapped you to the start.
Dude, that guy was a pedophile for sure.
Oh my god.
They were all pedophiles.
My brother John used to have nightmares about that licorice prince.
That's a good thing to have nightmares about,
yeah,
though.
Isn't it?
So rapey.
He is, truly, if you look at him. Like, the plump apple thing was like, oh, you're cool. But, like, it was the worst thing to get because it was the first thing you encounter. So if you pull that card, you gotta go all the way back to the thing, to the apple tree, and you're like, God, you stupid. And you, like, just want to burn his apple tree down. Or whatever
I
it
did.
Is.
I went into the game world.
That's better than flipping the Monopoly thing or throwing your money everywhere.
It is.
Yeah, you're only allowed to flip chess. It's the only game you're allowed to flip. Because it looks the most impressive.
It truly does.
Whoa!
There's a stark contrast of the black and white pieces flying through the air.
Right.
Using a high-speed camera.
Right. You're only allowed to flip chess. The Monopoly, though, you throw your money into other people's piles, and then they're like, what if I do?
Or you just press start putting hotels on everything. That's what I did when I quit Monopoly.
I'm ending the game for
what in Risk, you just sweep your hand across.
That's true.
And in Munchkin, you all just become cultists.
You throw down all of your cards.
Cultists.
No, in Munchkin, you like quit the game in Munchkin mode. You're like, here, Roan, you get this. And you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, you delegate your things.
You people. Give all of your stuff away to the lowest level and then just kamikaze.
What was that, the lowest level?
I don't know. You just said you.
Kyle was the lowest level
in
the last game
the
we played.
Level. You're not a cutthroat, and you need to be a cutthroat to play that game.
Yeah,
you
accurate.
Do. I liked how they tried to cut all our throats and they just lost. Although, when we played last time with Kyle, Gian, and.
Oh, yeah!
Matt, they like all teamed against us. What?
Did I lose?
Did you? Yeah. I remember winning. And AJ won. And I thought
we both won because we used this card from zombies.
Yeah, I didn't win.
But, because they all were teaming against us. They were all trying to fuck us over, and we're like, we know how to play the game. Why fuck us?
Wow. Munchkin is an interesting beast.
It is. It's fun. It's very fun.
It is very hateful, and that's why
my father loves
you, Rowan.
My father loves
actually,
that.
Actually, I think
it's fun playing with your dad.
Like when I was playing with you.
He's literally threatened Mark like two games.
Yes, he did. My dad's evil about that. He's like, Mark,
do you really want to do that?
Adam's father, pure evil.
Well, that was great. Are we kind of inside joking right now, a little bit?
I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
No, everybody should know that my father is quite evil about that game.
Everybody should know already.
Just like...
it was on CNN. I don't know why you guys...
It was him holding up a picture of the plutonium dragon.
It was right after their 56th...
Symphony?
No.
Murder in Hollywood.
CNN.
Just a picture of him.
Symphony.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say their 56th expose on cyberbullying. But I couldn't figure out the word expose, so I just quit. They're 56 symphonies.
Actually, speaking of symphonies, I just learned a couple days ago that Beethoven's Ninth Symphony got so much long, thunderous applause that the police had to break it up because they didn't want private citizens getting that much attention.
Huh.
Huh.
What do you know?
Oh, Beethoven.
I just read an essay about Mozart's influence on modern music. Mm-hmm. And a direct quote from a reputable source was, Mozart was sex, drugs, and rock and roll before sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
You used that quote, right?
What? I didn't use it because I'm not writing about that. Oh. Mm.
It's so true.
Just put it in every paper you have from now on.
Just a random quote about Mozart, sex, drugs,
no,
and
no,
rock
figure
and roll.
Out a way.
No, Rasputin was sex, drugs, and rock and roll before...
Rasputin was.
No, it was just sex.
Like, just start every one of your essays with it. Like, in that... like,
attention getter?
Uh-huh.
That would get my attention. Even if it's unrelated.
Sex. Period.
Tits.
Yes. Right.
Those are good ways to get attention. They just don't like it. Because it's so cheap.
It is. It's like cheap. It's like... It's like waiting to die.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for him to say some shit about that.
I was wondering why none of you guys were chiming in on anything and then just... That's not cheap.
I do it all the time. Why do you think I roll snake eyes all the time in Munchkin?
Snake eyes, you waited it for the worst possible outcome.
Yep.
Snake
well, no, because then everyone feels bad for me, and then I come through and steamroll.
It's a gambling term, and an animal.
And a cigarette smoking term.
I guess.
Oh, good, we're out of steam.
I don't think so. Not quite yet.
Really? Really? Because I've been using all my steam to power my trains, so...
Lame joke. How long are we in?
Probably like 3 minutes.
Yeah, right?
Time is very warped in your podcast.
Oh, we're already a half hour.
I need to hear it.
Bye.
Oh, okay. You're just gonna leave.
I'm gonna piss all over the mic.
Okay, well.
Then ruin it.
You just spiked the mic by being so close.
Good.
Okay.
Just mute him. Just mute that whole part.
Just mute him. How do I mute one person with a boom mic?
It'll be fun.
We should have headsets.
So you can mute Adam.
That'd be an expensive.
That's right. I can mute him the whole podcast and then be like, whoops.
Whoops. It wasn't recorded.
It would be so incredibly expensive and difficult to work out all four. What should you do with that?
Well, you can do it in Cristal. Cristal runs. Except for
that. Does it? I bet you can record one.
We can probably do it in here, too. But
still got Adam's in here, though.
My cat is now on the podcast. It's great.
Yeah. Don't talk shit, boys.
I can't believe we're not... We don't have any, like, jokes or anything going on right now.
About...
Okay, you know what is the most irresistible thing to do? You get a tube of chapstick, right? And you want to put it all the way out. But you know that if you put it all the way out, there's a high likelihood
it'll
get stuck out, and you have to push it down with your hand.
You don't want to do that. That's so.
You don't want
to
touch chapstick.
Unsanitary.
Mark's touching the chapstick.
I know it's.
Can't you just push it down with your lips?
You, sir, are a genius. I'll be making sure you get the Nobel Peace Prize next year. That's right.
Good. Good.
Excellent.
Why you would get the Nobel Peace Prize for that?
There's plenty of reasons.
AJ's getting a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yep.
Good.
Good.
I mean, if Obama won it, anybody can.
I still don't understand why he did. He didn't do anything yet.
Yeah. We're not going to talk politics on here.
Well, I don't have a problem. I'm Democrat. I don't have any problem with it. Yeah. I just don't understand.
You know, like the reverse Fox News.
All of us Democrats.
Lord.
I'm mixed.
You're mixed.
Yeah, right.
You're mixed.
You're a Democrat.
Ron doesn't want to choose a political.
Ron just doesn't want to go.
That's how passive he is.
With all of us being Democrats or whatever, we all like Ron Paul, right?
This is true. Nope. He's a libertarian. He's a good guy.
That means he
wants the pony and he can't fix it.
Isn't he straight up T-shirt?
Bring on the Steve Crouton!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not seen the Ron Paul bad dunk, you need to. Ooh, you gotta move your chest.
Oh shit.
No iPod.
Did you play another move against me yet?
Probably.
I played one against you before I came.
Oh, also this is video game related. Ladies and gentlemen, but that's breaking rule number 8 and rule number 9.
Oh no.
If you guys play chess and you're not playing chess with friends, I almost said friends with chess. If you're not playing chess with friends, get on that. It's a really good version of chess. Oh,
what a ninja!
Ash all over my desk.
Ash, like, ooh, from Pokemon?
Yes, like Ash from Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew right as the Pokemon Ash flew, I was like, Pokemon reference, here it comes.
And the world will turn to Ash. The whole movie, they didn't realize they're talking about Ash.
Yeah.
That was a Pokemon 2 reference.
Pokemon 2 is
2000, Pokemon? Actually.
I was going to say 2000.
Pokemon 2. Was that the one with Lugia?
Yeah.
I went to see that in theaters.
I believe I saw both of them.
I still have it on VHS.
I saw both of them in theaters, I believe.
Dude, I saw it in
those
theaters
are so good.
With my father, and he fell asleep when Jigglypuff sang Honest to Christ.
It works.
I don't have picks, so I suppose it didn't happen.
Oh,
I'm sure.
So I suppose it didn't.
We need to watch those two movies.
We were gonna have a Pokemon.
Yeah, we still have to do that. That was like, what, a year ago? We were like,
Pokemon 2000
movie.
Is the one where Mewtwo makes all the Pokemon fight.
No, 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 that's the first one.
That's the first one?
The second one is with 2000 is Lugia and Ho-Ho.
I want to bring up an issue. In Pokemon movie number one, when there's all
Pokemon,
the Pokemon are... Just Pokemon the movie. They're all fighting each other, right? And all the
Pokemon... Because they're clones.
Right. All the Pokemon are fighting their clones. And they're fighting using their zaps and their things and their, like, water shots and hardens and whatnot.
Shots and hardens?
You know how it is. I've played Pokemon. It's pretty risque. But when it goes to Pikachu fighting his clone, they're just sitting there bitch slapping
each
other.
It's so sad.
Head, really?
Yes, it's that they're, like, running out of steam and just... they're just swinging as it's
terrible.
They don't
zap each other or use any of their powers. They just hit each other.
It's so terrifying.
It's like a bar fight full of, like, sad old people. It gives you the same feeling, because it's
oh no. I felt so terrible watching that scene. And then the song in the background was really sad.
And the originals on Mewtwo? I think that's how it ended, right?
Probably.
I think, and then Mewtwo ran away like a pussy, and then he came back, and Mewtwo returns.
He was based off a cat, so.
Actually, no, Mewtwo took all the clones to an island later. Or at the end of the movie, he took all the clones with him away, and then... To an island, and then that was Mewtwo Returns.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay. How did he return from the island?
They just flew away. They just,
like, did he return from the island? Or did they
Ash somehow ended up on the island.
Of course he did. That kid just goes looking for those.
Yeah, he does.
He's part of wanting to catch them all.
You know, there's like 12 Pokemon movies, I just like to point out.
I thought you were going to say there's like 12 Pokemon.
Or is it 20?
I thought the same thing. I thought you were going to say there's only like 12 Pokemon.
No, there's 630.
The rest
there are no 649.
There are 6. There are 151. Don't lie to me.
Plug your ears, Adam. We're gonna talk about Pokemon other than the original 151.
Well, 151 good ones.
How did we get? Because
one's
new.
We should learn the Pokemon rap. You
Which
guys
one?
Remember that?
Oh my God! Yes.
At the end of the TV show, and
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, they would flip through all of the Pokemon. Roan sitting with his hand out. What do you want to say, Roan? You don't have to hold your hand up.
I wanted to figure out, when Pikachu zaps himself, he doesn't hurt himself, right?
Yeah, because
Pikachu does, right? Or Raichu.
Yeah. So when Pikachu zaps another Pikachu,
that's
probably doesn't hurt.
That's why they were bitch
slapping.
Well, the thing is, they're electric. Electric doesn't
have...
slide. You can't use... The only type that when you use it against the same type, it actually is effective against is that and Dragon. Those are the only ones that actually affect each other.
It's like trying to shoot a fireball.
Maybe, I don't know, but like...
I don't think Shadow would be
But lightning, that has like half an effect. It doesn't be shooting.
No, lightning does not.
Fire.
Lightning is ineffective.
Yeah.
Fire is half.
Yeah,
water
fire
is half.
Yes. Yeah.
Ghost. Man, ghost dark Pokemon aren't affected by shit.
I know, that's why they're great.
I liked Sableye in Ruby.
I like Giratina. He's a legendary in
Pearl.
Because he's a dragon ghost and you can't do shit to
him.
He's great.
The point is,
this
we need to
time.
Learn the Pokemon rap.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
You're right. It's time to stop talking about Pokemon.
No. There's something else I needed to bring up, but I don't remember what it was.
You guess that Pokemon? And it was like an outline of the Pokemon?
And it was so easy.
And
but
you,
you always felt
like Electrode, and then it was Voltorb, and you were like, shit.
That's the only one you missed, though.
Yeah, because they're the exact same.
Right.
But like you can tell the difference between Pikachu and Raichu. And stuff like that.
Well,
those are pretty simple.
But that was 100. Yeah, so it was like. Is Raichu probably 151?
Yeah.
It's like 5. Yeah, you can tell the difference.
Guys, there's a problem.
What?
We've been talking about Pokemon for like the last half hour.
What's wrong with that, Rome?
The last half
Pokemon
hour.
Pokemon are the greatest thing.
38 minutes.
So we've been talking about for 8 minutes.
Which is what makes this simple.
No.
It makes it great. That's what
Pokemon!
Pokemon!
We need to watch all the Pokemon movies, I think.
I think
all
so
of
too.
Them. Probably die by the end.
Well, we'll just faint.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh,
no, no. As I was playing this, I was going to point out that Pokemon do die because I walked past a cemetery where you remember the spirits of passed on Pokemon.
Yes. Also.
Oh yeah, Mount. It's up to the sea.
Also.
Oh, it was a different place.
Cubone.
I love
the. I know. Oh, the skull Charmander's mother. That he wears her skull.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the one that's like?
How did she die?
Do you remember the one that's like the spirits of those murdered?
Yeah,
oh, like embodied in the mask that floats.
Oh,
around.
I know which one you're talking.
Yeah.
About. I can't think of. Is it speed? No.
Yeah, but Japan's
I know
weird. Okay, I'm just.
Oh no,
explain.
The thing is, I want a quick point out. Charizards die because once their tail goes off.
Oh yeah, die. That's right. Their tail goes out and they die. Which? Yeah. Why don't the other Pokemon die? Have any other ones die?
They do. I just think that Pokemon battling doesn't kill them.
No, but it's ridiculous because they're battling each other.
Okay.
And then, like, no matter what happens, no matter how bad one of them gets whomped, they just faint. But you can splash a cup of water, be like, splash! And just hit a Charmander.
Splash!
Squirtle!
Dead!
Squirtle, you splash.
Right, it's done. It's over. Also, why doesn't Squirtle. Squirtle splashing put out Charmander's kid?
Well, I don't know. I never understood. I never understood. It's in the anime. There was a Charizard in the rain, or Charmander in the rain. It was gonna put its tail out. And this is an abused Charmander, if you remember correctly.
I do.
And Ash is like, no, I gotta save it, and he's running. And the rain's gonna put out his tail. But then, as you said, he can fight a Squirtle or Blastoise, whatever. Well, any water Pokemon won't do shit to the tail. I don't understand.
Right.
It doesn't make sense. There's a continuity issue.
Okay, so the mask thing.
Here it is. Yamask.
Okay.
These Pokemon arose from the spirits of people interred in graves in past ages. Each retains memories of its former life. Each of them carries a mask that used to be its face when it was human. Sometimes they look at it and cry.
That's
wait,
a Pokemon.
Does it have a picture
that
of it?
That is a Pokemon.
Is it just a mask?
No, it looks like that.
Oh, okay, that
and
guy.
For any of our listeners who want to Google it quick, it's Yamask.
Isn't he the guy who evolves into Spirit Tomb?
I don't know.
That would make sense.
I don't know. There was another really creepy one, too. Let me find it.
What is it? Chandelier. Chandelier.
Okay. Lampet.
You keep bringing up the shit.
Lampet.
I know, that's because they're the funniest.
This ominous Pokemon is feared. Through cities it wanders, searching for the spirits of the fallen. It arrives near the moment of death and steals the spirit from the body.
Christ almighty, what does he look like?
He looks like that. And Lampet.
Oh, that's Chandelure.
That's Chandelure?
But pre-evolved.
Okay. Lampet turns into Chandelure.
Yeah, it's what the candle one, and then it's Lampet, and then it's Chandelure.
Spoink bounces around.
Going to sleep because it's too much Pokemon.
Too much Pokemon.
You can never have too much Pokemon.
Let's talk about cats.
Cats? Just because
of Reddit?
Oh, yeah. Because of Reddit?
Actually,
let's talk about
this. I have a dual monitor set up now.
Yeah. So are you going to try and get an
porn,
SLI,
right?
SLI system to run it, or are you just going to run it off of one graphics card?
I'm going to set them next to each other and cross my eyes so it's in 3D.
Yeah! This will change the porn forever.
I'm probably just going to run them through one graphics card, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, have fun with that.
Yeah.
You will.
I only need it for... What? Photoshop?
Well,
I need it.
You know what I would do if I had a two monitor set up?
No, I don't, but you're gonna tell me anyways.
Yeah. No, I would be playing games on one and I would just have like iTunes and Facebook open on the other one.
You'd be like, I got playing.
No, you can just
type
slide
in Facebook
from one to the other.
Oh, okay. Or you could play Tribes and type two. Thing,
have
I don't
two
know.
Keyboards.
Yeah.
I screw up and say Shazbot to the person I'm chatting.
Oh, we could talk about Tribes.
We could talk about Tribes.
It is
we're all playing it, right?
Tribes Ascend, the open beta.
I've only played one game.
Now open to the public.
Herbal two.
Well, you probably blacked out and played it for 7 days straight.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I did.
Tribes Ascend. Oh god, Ninja's gonna tip over my microphone.
Ninja.
She's probably making very loud noises into the mic when she was sniffing it.
Ninja.
Ninja's like, left. No!
Okay.
Sorry, Ninja, but you cannot be by the mic.
Tribes Ascend is in open beta, so you can get in for free right now. I don't know if it's going to be a free game after it's done in the beta.
I think it is.
But
it's free with microtransactions.
Yeah.
Like League of Legends.
If anybody doesn't, it never played Tribes, it's a game, it's a first person shooter, it's a game.
It's a game!
It's a board game!
It's a pretty complex FPS where you have a jetpack, which is the main feature of it, really. And basically, you can hold down spacebar, and that'll make you frictionless. And then right click is your jetpack. And you can launch. You can launch off of hills and try and land in the divots of other hills so that you can launch out of them. And all the weapons shoot really slowly, so it's really all about timing. It's a great game.
Bolt
launcher shoots really fast, actually.
Yeah, so does the SMG that the Raider has.
And I had the craziest timing. I told you about this one already, but it's like, what's the gun that the Juggernaut starts with? The big, the launcher.
You're talking about the mortar launcher.
Yeah, like
the fusion mortar.
Yeah. I was like jumping on a hill. There's the flag here is just fucking way out there. It's coming. I'm like, fuck it. I just shot
fusion
it.
Fusion mortars are fucking crazy.
Boom! It hit him. And he was coming like it was insane. Like timing. I shot it. Didn't think it was gonna hit him. Ran right into it.
Boom!
And kill done. I got like I got two medals in one. I don't know.
Green plate special. A green ball special.
Is that what it's called?
No, I just made that up.
Green ball special.
Because blue plate special is the spin fusers thing. Accolade.
The crazy.
I know what it looks like. It's like three. It's like three. Three cartridge bombs shooting out, and it's a gold medal.
Are you sure that's not the Raiders thing? Because that would be three.
Nah, bro. It's the fusion water.
Okay,
nah,
bro.
Nah, bro.
Slowbro. That's another Pokemon.
This is what a great Pokemon.
Back to Pokemon.
Slowbro.
Run my.
Everything leads back to Pokemon.
All roads.
We're already 45 minutes.
There, I was reading an essay in English, and they said something like, "There's something about you can't live without." They're saying you couldn't live without TV or whatever, refrigerators and stuff. And Pokemon was listed for a reason. Like, but, I mean, you couldn't probably live without refrigerators, but you can live without, like, Pokemon or something. And I was like,
you're false. Kidding yourself.
you think you can't live without Pokemon?
First of all,
okay,
you
I didn't
live without refrigerators.
Yeah. I don't know. I remember. You Adam, you probably read the same essay, too, right?
No, I think second you can't live without
It was one of those ones.
A Spark debate about Pokemon. Do the people in that show eat the animals, the Pokemon?
Absolutely.
Why do you always bring this up?
Do I bring this up? Have I brought it up?
I think we brought it up on the podcast. Or wait, maybe that was last time when we didn't post it.
Maybe. Either way, I mean, there's no regular animals, so they gotta be eating something.
Yeah, they do.
They eat the Pokemon?
Yeah.
I think they've eaten Magikarp before, which I would imagine tastes really gamey and gross.
Probably.
Is that the... No, Gordian is the fish that goes around.
I bet you Pikachu tastes delicious.
Well, they're based off a rat, so probably not.
Oh, yeah.
The rat Pokemon.
There's a cow Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a pig Pokemon.
Oh, you mean Miltank?
Miltank.
Miltank.
I feel bad eating
that
a Miltank.
That sounds like Milf Tank.
God, I hate Pokemon now.
No, you don't. You love it. You go to GameStop, buy all the Pokemon games, get your broken DS on.
My broken DS? It's right behind you.
Does it still work?
It's got an R4 on it. I wouldn't have to go to GameStop or whatever.
If it still works, you should take it on the trip so we can do some downloads.
A second ago, you were talking about a video game that was a game.
Tribes?
Now I'd like to talk about a video game that is.
Geomaster?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess both.
Geomaster is a game by the loosest definition.
It's a storytelling medium.
It is, but a lot of games are.
I just want to catch.
But the thing, it's a game by the loosest definition in which it requires user input.
It's like the best game that I've played since the time.
Since Borderlands? Like before Borderlands? Borderlands wasn't the best.
Imagine how upset Colleen Klingenbeard is going to be when she finds out that your favorite game is not Borderlands. Specifically Lilith.
Yeah. She's the best.
My favorite game is Lilith in Borderlands.
I should say that to her.
She has been
That's
supposed to be
the plan I'm getting it. Yeah, that's how I call it too.
Yes, you'll say all of those syllables that I just made up along with Klingenbeard.
We all need to go off to her and ask her to sign it in that book.
Can you give me the
version? I've been calling her Christina.
My
talk to me in the siren voice.
Say talk to me in the fire voice.
The siren voice. The siren voice. But I was saying it like a creepy, like...
Like a creepy nerd guy who's going up there to get it signed.
Like all of us.
Like you?
Like, well, yes, like me.
But I'm saying, he's got some weird thing about her where he's like, can you just do Lilith for me?
Do it. Sign.
He's just rubbing his nipples while he's doing that.
That's all I imagine a guy doing a nipple.
I don't think people actually like that.
Well, then you haven't been to an anime convention.
Yeah, you're right.
We're gonna see tons of people just doing this.
Convention. If there is,
I've never been to.
If anybody is rubbing their nipples and speaking in that voice, I will give you my left hand.
I thought you were gonna say
deal. Check with this one.
Not that long. I like that you value your left ball over your left hand.
I didn't even think of the ball.
I
was like,
what would I do with a ball? A nut.
Exactly. My hand, he could mount it on his arm.
Yeah, I could have two hands.
Imagine the dexterity you would have if you had one hand mounted onto the other hand, right by the wrist, able to grab itself.
I've only seen it if you have three knots.
Huh?
I've only seen it if you have three knots.
Okay, which would women appreciate more? Three hands? Yeah, so I could be having your children. I don't want that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, like, in the sense that I want...
You did already have nine kids.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want
to
have any more.
I preferred the tangent that AJ was about to go off on, which would women prefer more? Yeah. More hands or more semen?
I'm not really interested in that discussion.
I'd just like to put in a quick input. Hands, probably. Put in the input.
Yeah.
Well, I disagree with you.
Oh, really?
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Dear Esther,
Oh, yeah, actually, we'll talk about Dear Esther before we shut this down.
Oh.
Yeah, Dear Esther is basically just a game that's used as a storytelling medium. I've played through it three times now, took notes one of them. I took notes.
That sounds like a homework assignment.
It kind of was like one.
But do you get some of the repeated phrases, though? You have to.
Yeah, you do.
You do get
them entirely. Every time you play through, different parts of it are randomized. Like different pieces of paper on the ground or different things in windowsills or different monologues that he says.
Pieces of paper on the ground, can you read any of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you pick them up?
You look at them.
Oh, so they've only got like a few words on them.
Well, not a full sheet of paper.
Does it start reading?
We were looking at maps. Ron and I were looking at maps of the Hebridean Islands.
Where?
They were on the beach, just a pile of them.
Okay, because I was looking at, like, books and stuff, and it wouldn't read any of it to me, and I couldn't see.
No, if you don't read it, just look at it, and then you can read it physically, looking at it.
Oh, okay.
It's not, it doesn't
plus
have
your character.
Can I crouch down to look at stuff?
No. There's no alternate thing for movement
other than walking and looking.
Yeah, walking
and then E to zoom, right?
Well, if you have a controller, it's any other button. I'm not fucking with you here. You can press any button on the controller and it will zoom in.
Other than select.
Or start.
And select.
And select?
Select is nothing.
Select is a 2-6
and a
half. What? That's strange. Mm-hmm. Writing is...
Actually, you get a chain gun if you press select in the right scene.
The battle scene starts up.
Battle scene! The writing is very poetic, and the music, the soundtrack is gorgeous. I have the soundtrack.
It makes me want to cry.
Why don't you cry?
If you look it up, like, if you look at the trailer, the game is exactly like the trailer.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, just go to their website. They were finalists in the indie development.
Is it
indie developers?
And then Minecraft was like, ha!
Fuck that.
It became... well, Minecraft. It became profitable within 6 hours of its release. I don't think it cost that much to buy, though. Did you buy it, though?
Yeah, it was $10.
$10.
Yarhar.
Actually, something cool about it is now the guys who made that game are working with the people who made Amnesia on Amnesia 2.
Which is fantastic. Although I never played Amnesia 1, because it didn't interest me really.
I didn't either, but this one you might have.
Because
like, it's not a horror game.
Yes, sir.
It's not going to be exactly. It's not going to be like Dear Esther, but it's not going to be like.
You should play. Right. You should play through Amnesia though, because it's a really good like Lovecraftian sort of.
I'd rather
play like the story is really good, apart from it being a horror game.
It does look really good.
Okay, I might. I'm gonna run to it. I'm a busy man. Okay, I've got two monitors.
Are you gonna be playing Tribes on two monitors?
Imagine all the porn.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Okay.
Then your radical will be in between them, though. He'll be like, crap. What do I do?
Well, lasses and gents, I believe we have reached the end.
Are you sure?
What?
Are you sure we've reached the end?
Why?
We still have Borderlands 2 to talk about.
Oh,
no one wants to hear about that.
All right. Well, what do you know about Borderlands 2?
Go to hell.
I don't know really anything.
Well,
it's Borderlands 2.
Well, they announced all the classes.
Class
one thing.
Okay, what are the classes?
Okay, so there's the Gunzerk, which everyone already knows about.
That's the dumbest name ever.
Yeah,
Gunzerk.
Well, Gunzerker. He's stupid. Nobody wants to play his game. He's got dual pistols.
The listeners can't see it, but I'm giving him a shameful look.
It was the look of disappointment.
Okay, well, he's the one dumb one. The Berserker was stupid, too. Anyways, next they have the Commando, which is basically the soldier. His name's like Axon or something. What? Mm-hmm. Without what?
Yeah, I was out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then... and he's got a turret just like the soldier. But what's cool about this one...
As if Roland wasn't cool enough.
Well, yeah, this is better. One, you can throw the turret. Like, it's like a grenade. It's like in a grenade, so you can put... And then, like, use it to suppress enemies over there, and they can, like, sneak around and shit.
It's like Droidica. It just pops out.
I think. That's what it sounds like. And then, the way you custom... The build your character, it changes the look of the... turret. So then, like, when you go into a game and pop your turret, then people will be like, okay, he has a character built this way. It's very distinctive. The Siren, which is Maya in this one, she's blue hair.
Any idea who's
I don't know why that was important. Her
who has blue hair?
Yeah, that's important. Not red.
Everybody, are you taking notes at home?
Yeah, and then, she has phase lock, which sounds like phase walk, but it's completely different because you can lock an enemy out of combat and do all this other crazy shit with And it changes the look again depending on how you build your character. Then the last guy is Zero, the assassin, which his melee weapon's a sword, and and his ability is he like can see like the critical hit points on enemies, and he throws out a decoy. And then he's invisible, and you can run up to an enemy and stab him in a crit hit point and do, like, shitloads of damage.
Nice.
And he's totally beast-sounding, and the game's gonna be amazing.
Oh, you should never...
My bitches in the world, you're my number one hoe.
For sure.
You better know that.
You know, you shouldn't have let your cat in here, because as soon as Ninja sits on my lap, I stop giving a fuck about our listeners.
But you know what happens to them? Is that... It's a whole lot quieter, and everyone just gets to relax and have a calm down.
Gets to calm down. That's what people listen to our podcast. Like, oh, speaking of down, it's coming down outside.
Yay, I get to walk home.
It's coming down.
Okay.
It's coming like I came last.
Wow, just no.
Okay.
Agreed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
With the voice, too, yes.
Wow, just no.
Wait, are we going to do a countdown again?
I believe so. Till they get to hear Yoma number one. Or no, all the bitches in the world.
Yeah?
Well, we're so close to an hour. Do we just want to keep the tradition?
How long do we have?
No, I like the idea of just cutting out when we run out of steam.
Agreed.
We have we have 2.5 minutes.
Chop it.
All right. Just, what are you doing?
Okay. I'm ruining it. I'm ruining
your
it.
Ass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh! As we walk about and talk about how my feet feel like they's not the ground. All the bitches in this world, you're my favorite one. You're my number one. Oh.